CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you from G4NJH in Nottingham. This is the MP3 version. Good morning, this is GB2RS News. It's Sunday the 8th of September 2013. Here are the main news headlines. FunCube gets launch date in November. HRO and AR88 receivers wanted. National balloon fox hunt in Netherlands. AMSAT UK and AMSAT NL have been advised that the launch date for FunCube 1 is now expected to be the 21st of November. This date is still subject to final approval by the authorities. FunCube 1 is a one-cube CubeSat that will provide a signal directly from the satellite to classrooms, with a signal level that can be received by schools and colleges. More details from www.amsat-uk.org. The RSGB has been asked by a company that's making a film about the life of Alan Turing, called The Imitation Game, if we can help them locate HRO and AR88 receivers. The receivers are needed for a period of 6 days from the 18th of September. If you're able and willing to help, please contact Liz Ainley, lizainley100@gmail.com. Any fees or costs involved should be negotiated directly with the company. On the 15th of September, Dutch radio amateurs are holding the 35th National Balloon Fox Hunt in the Netherlands. During the event, a radio sonde will be sent up to reach an altitude of about 19 miles. Local fox hunters will home in on the sonde in contest with each other as it comes down. Due to the high altitude, the radio signals can be received over a wide area. The radio sonde holds three transmitters, a 2-metre beacon, and the fox hunters. For the fox hunters, a 70 cms to 2-metre transponders for amateur communications, and a 13 centimetre ATV transmitter showing pictures. There will also be a special event station on the air from 0900 UTC until about 1600. The balloon will be launched around 1200 UTC. The radio sonde beacon is on 145.450 MHz. The crossband transponder is on 432.550 MHz and out on 145.475. And the ATV transmitter is on 2330 MHz. The 40-metre special event station, PI4RCG, will use 7.077 MHz plus or minus QRM. More at www.ballonvowsenjacht.netherland. NASA's Juno spacecraft will fly past Earth on the 9th of October to receive a gravity assist, putting it on course for Jupiter. To celebrate, the Juno mission is inviting amateur radio operators around the world to say hi to Juno in a coordinated Morse code message. If enough operators participate, Juno waves, radio and plasma wave experiments should be able to detect the message. The Say Hi to Juno webpage will be updated with additional information as the event approaches. All transmissions will take place on 10 metres, with a precise frequency determined by the last letter of your call sign. Full details, www.jpl.nasa.gov/HIJUNO. Tynemouth Amateur Radio Club members are going on their second trip to the west coast of Scotland, with a small expedition to the Isle of Arran on Friday the 13th of September until Saturday the 21st of September. Operators are Bob M0 KLO and Glenn G0 SBN. They'll be using 6 to 160 meter bands with the call sign GB5DX and operating on a mixture of SSB, CW and data modes using two stations. They'll be uploading to Logbook of the World and EQSL. They'll also be active in the WAEDX SSB contest using the call sign GM5N. Latest edition of the 5 MHz newsletter is now available to load free of charge in PDF format. This 7th edition includes the latest news about 5 MHz amateur allocations, the latest update on the World Amateur 5 MHz Allocations chart, stories on 5 MHz usage in South Africa, and items on UK and German changes. Beacon Spot features the last in the UK chain GB3ORK in Orkney, and G3ENI investigates the ground beneath him. It can be found at http://tinyurl.com/Q87JBUJ. The Martello Tower Group is activating Herm Island again from the 4th to the 9th of October using the 8 to 10 metre bands, including walks. The group will be using SSB and some data. All QSOs will be uploaded to Logbook of the World and Club Log, QSL Direct or via the Bureau to G6NHU. G100 RSGB, the special event call sign celebrating the RSGB centenary, will be operated today, the 8th of September, from Cumberton in Region 9 for RSGB's President Day on 40 metres using CW and SSB. On Monday, it reverts to GW100 RSGB when Dragon ARC are on the air from Bangor using 8 to 10 metre bands, mostly CW but some SSB and RTTY. Tuesday sees the start of Region 13 activity with Loughborough DARC running G100 RSGB from Shepshed on the 8 to 10 metre bands, as well as 2 metres and 70 sems. Wednesday sees North Ants Communication Club take over the call sign and run 160 to 6 metres with SSB and data. 12th of September, Grantham ARC running 20, 40 and 80 SSB, and then on Friday and Saturday, Leicester Radio Society running 10 metres to 6 metres, as well as 2 metres and 70 sems with SSB, CW data and SSTV. Next Sunday is Mappily and DARC with signals on the 20, 40, 80 and 160 bands from Langer. They'll be using CW, SSB and data. Details of how to get your QSL card are on the RSGB website, www.rsgb.org.uk. Under the operating drop-down menu, click Centenary Station. Details of rallies and events in the coming week. The Friskney and East Lincolnshire Communications Club Rally takes place in Friskney Village Hall, Church Road, Friskney Links, P228RD, which is 6.5 miles south of Skegness. Doors open 9:30, bring and buy an operation. Details 07535 625559. Next Sunday, the 15th, the Torbay Annual Communications Fair will be held at Newton Abbott Racecourse, Devon, TQ12, 3AF. This trade stands bring and buy, as well as an RSGB book stand. Doors open 10 a.m. Admission £2. More from Mike Dixon, 01803 557941. And if you have any rally or event information you'd like to appear in this news or in Radcom, please email gb2rs@rsgb.org.uk. You're listening to GB2RS on now to news of special events. South Tyneside Amateur Radio Society will be operating GB2SRM from the site of Stevenson Railway Museum, Middle Engine Lane, North Shields, Tyne and Weir, NE298DX today. All visitors are welcome to the site. Operation on all HF bands and 2 metres with the occasional 2 metre mobile from the train. 6 metres will be active if the band is open. More details from the club's Facebook account or contact Darren 07511 968073. GB0XPL will go on the air on Friday for 3 days from Packar Scout Camp near north of Slough for the Explode 1013 Scout Camp. Operation will be 8 to 10 metres, 6 metres, 4 metres, 2 metres and 70 sems. GB4KL will be on the air from the National Trust property of Kingston Lacey in Dorset on the 14th and 15th of September, and to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the inception of RAF Flying Dales, GB50FY will be on the air for 2 weeks from the 17th of September, operating on 20, 30, 40, 18, 160 metre bands. This is a CW-only station. DX News Now, JK1AJT will be in Myanmar from the 18th to the 23rd of September with a call sign XZ1Z. He's taking a tri-band Yagi with him in addition to the ground plane antennas he used last month. This operation will be mostly CW, QSL via Club Log, OQRS or direct to JH1 AJT. WB60JB and K5LBU will be active as A25JK and A25CF from the extreme eastern part of Botswana until the 12th of September. They should have two stations running, but the A25JK will be the main call to listen out for. Look for A25JK to operate SSB, 10 to 20 metre bands with the possibility of some time on 40 and 75 metres. A25CF will be operating some PSK on whatever bands might be open and A25JK is not on. QSL home calls. DL2MDU and DO3HDA will be on the air as 8 Quebec 7 Charlie Fox from the Maldives AS013 between the 15th and 27th of September. Their activities holiday style, 10 to 80 metre bands with the possibility of 160 metres using CW and SSB with some digital QSL DL2MDU. A team of IOTA enthusiasts are planning to activate 6 Panamanian islands until the 19th of September. The IOTA reference numbers are NA071, 072, 088, 170, 202 and 203. The call sign to be used is HP0INT/1, 2, 3, 4 or 9, depending on the island being activated. Contest news now. The SSB field day on the 3.5 to 28 megs bands ends today at 1300 UTC. The exchange's signal report and serial number, 144 megs trophy and IRU 144 megs contest, both end today at 1400. Using all modes, the exchange for both signal report, serial number and locator. The fifth 144 megs backpacker contest runs today from 1100 to 1500 UTC, running all modes. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. The All-Asian DX contest finishes today at 2359 UTC. UK stations taking part in SSB field day sometimes find that all Asian stations don't want to have QSOs with them because all Asian stations want to be sent the operator's age and not a serial number, so it can be suitable to have a suitable number to give them. Using 1.8 to 28 megs bands, the exchange of signal report and age, with YLs using 00. On Tuesday, the 432 megs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC. Using all modes, the band on the band, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Wednesday, the 80 metre club sprint continues with SSB leg running 1900 to 2000 UTC. The exchange is both call sign, serial number and name. The second 70 MHz contest takes place on the 15th of September, 0900 to 1200 UTC. All modes, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. The second leg of the WAE DX contest takes place for 24 hours over the weekend of the 14th and 15th using SSB 3.5 to 28 megs bands, the exchange of signal report and serial number. Note that Europeans work non-Europeans only. The Worked All Britain 144 megs QRO phone contest takes place for 4 hours on Sunday the 15th. The event has several sections but doesn't attract many entries, so the potential for winning one of them is high, running from 1000 to 1400 UTC using SSB and FM, the exchange's signal report, serial number and WAB square. You're listening to GB2RS, read by G4NJH. This is the MP3 version. Now the solar factual data for the period from Friday the 30th of August the Thursday the 5th of September, compiled by Neil Clark, G0CAS, on Friday the 5th. Small number of sunspot groups were visible every day, all were small and mostly quiet. Only two new sunspot groups appeared during the period. Solar activity was very low, but on the remaining days activity was low, with only one C-class solar flare taking place each day except the 4th, when 9 took place. Solar flux levels showed little variation day to day and averaged 107 units. The 90-day solar flux average on the 5th remained at the same level as last week at 114 units X-ray flux levels average B2.8 units and varied little day to day. Geomagnetic activity started at quiet levels, but on the 31st and the 2nd, increased to unsettled levels with an AP index of 13 and 12 respectively. The average was AP 8 units. Solar winds data from the ACE spacecraft saw solar wind speeds increase from increased to 40 particles per cubic centimetre and 21 on the 3rd. BZ varied between minus 10 and plus 8 nanoteslas on the 30th and between minus 7 and plus 8 nanoteslas on the other days. Finally, the solar forecast. This week the more active side of the sun is expected to be looking our way, but don't get too excited as solar activity is expected to continue at low levels with only a small chance of any stronger solar flares taking place. Solar flux levels are expected to increase, but only to around the 120 mark. Geomagnetic activity is expected to start at quiet levels, but around midweek, a recurring coronal hole is expected to increase activity. Quiet conditions should return by next weekend. MUFs during daylight hours at equal latitudes should be about 23 megs for the south, 20 for the north. Darkness hour lows should be about 11 megahertz. Paths this week to the east coast of North America should have a maximum usable frequency of about 22 megs, and that's only with a 50% chance of success. The best working frequency, meaning 90% chance of success, will be more like 17 megahertz. And the best time to try this path will be between 1700 and 2100 hours UTC. That's it from the propagation team for another week. You're listening to GB2RS. On we go now to the news for the UK Midlands. We start with advance information that Chesterfield and North Derbyshire ARS is holding a foundation course on Saturday the 14th, 21st, 1st and 28th of September between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. Distance learning and study at home candidates are welcome. For more information and to secure a place, contact 01246 275889 as soon as you can. Now for clubs with several events this week. Withal Radio Club is taking part in the HF Field Day and 2 metre trophy contest today, and it has a club net on 145.225 megs at 8 p.m. today and next Sunday. The advanced course is on Monday and there's a committee meeting on Tuesday. Wednesday sees the RSGB 80 metre club sprint contest and the usual Shack Social on a Friday, 7:30 p.m. Details from Chris G0EYO 07710412819. Coventry Amateur Radio Society has its club net on Monday, 145.375 megs. Friday sees the fourth round of the G2FDC trophy. Contact John G8SEQ 07958777363. Gloucester Amateur Radio and Electronic Society is holding its AGM on Monday. Saturday sees GB4GC active for churches and chapels on the air from Gloucester Cathedral. Contact Anne2E1GKY 01242699595. South Birmingham Radio Society Full is holding a committee meeting on Monday. I wonder if that should be a full committee meeting. Not sure what it means. The regular coffee morning is on Tuesday, and Thursday sees training classes with Dave Murphy, G8OWL. There's work in the shack on Friday. Contact Mick Cleary, G7RRP 07595 696359. Sutton Coalfield Amateur Radio Society is on the air on Monday from Warmley Rugby Club. Tuesday sees the 4 metre open net on 70.475 megs. From 7:30, more from Robert Bird, spirit.guide at hotmail.co.uk. Dudley and District Amateur Radio Society is on the air and having a natter night on Tuesday. Advanced training courses Wednesday. Contact Col Roberts, M0ZCR, m0zcr@live.co.uk. Loughborough and District Amateur Radio Club is operating G100 RSGB from the Glenmore Centre on Tuesday, plus making arrangements for the Beambenders weekend, which starts on Saturday, operating GB8CHG for Charlie Heritage Group. More from Chris, G1ETZ, 01509 504319. Central Amateur Radio Circle is on the air on Thursday at the Black Country Boating Festival next Saturday and Sunday. contact Martin Hallard, G1TYV, 07906905071. Back to the traditional date order, Sunday, Spalding and District Amateur Radio Society has a barbecue and fun day at the Porter Cabin. Contact Graham Bohr, G8NWC, 07754619701. Monday, Stratford-upon-Avon District Radio Society is planning its programme. Contact G0CHO, 01608664488. Tuesday, Derby and District Amateur Radio Society is holding a committee meeting. Contact Richard Buckby, radio@dadars.org.uk. Wednesday, Midland Amateur Radio Society is holding a committee meeting and training classes. Details from Norman, G8BHE, 07808078003. Wednesday, Telford and District Amateur Radio Society has a hamfest debrief. Contact Mike, G3JKX, 01952299677. On Thursday, Shropshire Amateur Radio Society has a quiz. Details on the website www.salop-ars.org.uk. On Friday, Hereford Amateur Radio Society is having a Natter Night. Contact Tim, G0JWJ, 01432279435. And also on Friday, Hucknall Rolls-Royce Amateur Radio Club is holding a members' forum. Contact Dave Wilde, G1YAI. Email treasurer@hrarc.com. On Saturday, Rugby ATS is installing aerials and setting up at the new clubhouse. More from Steve, G8LYB, 01788-578940. Finally, we're sorry to hear that Cathy Thomas, G1YLQ, ex-whale of Clive Thomas, G8VBE, became a silent key on Friday the 23rd of August, aged 55. And that's it for another week.